Early hay bales by Carlton Lewis. I understand that hay presses started to be patented in the early 19th century, and recognizable hay balers around the time of the Civil War. However, to the best of my knowledge, my dad had the first tractor and baler that we used not only on our farm, but also for contract work on other farms in the area. We bought these pieces of equipment in 1946. The most popular early baler produced large, 120-pound, rectangular bales that bound with wire due to their size. They were devilish to maneuver, but the real problem was disposing of the wires. You couldn't burn them, the pieces were too short for reuse, and cows tended to ingest the metal that was always being left on the ground. These pieces of wire would eventually kill the animal, so cows were fed a magnet to keep all of the metal together above the intestine. A later baler produced the kicker bale. This bale was about 40 pounds and could be wrapped with two strings going around the length of the bale. The baler, driving over the windrow hay, would feed the hay through a press, cut it in flakes, and then tie several of these flakes together. When finished, the bale would be kicked out of the baler and into a following wagon. These bales were easier to handle, the ties were biodegradable, and the flakes could be easily split apart to feed animals separately. Our first baler produced small round bales that were about the same size as the later kicker bales, and the machinery was simple and durable.